Psychological safety. It's a very important topic in leadership, and it's a natural step after trust that we covered some time ago. It's a hidden engine of team performance, and I want to explore it with you guys in this episode. So listen up. I'm Greg Mieściechowski, and this is the Uncover Leadership Podcast. For over 15 years, I've been leading teams, and my mission is simple: to share my experience so you can grow on your own leadership journey. Each episode, I'll bring you some practical tips, real-world insights, and lessons from my path to help guide yours. So listen in. Let's uncover leadership together. And let's start with the core understanding of what psychological safety means. In my opinion, psychological safety means that people, the team members that you're working with, feel safe to take risks, they feel safe to ask questions and to admit mistakes without the fear of humiliation or punishment, not even punishment, but just pointing fingers or being mean by other team members. So what it's not, psychological safety, it's not meaning to be comfortable for all the time, because there will be situations when the team member is going to feel stressed. There's going to be deadlines that are going to be approaching, there's going to be scope creep, there's going to be changes in the last minute. So no comfortable, but safe to raise concern. And we want to make sure that it's going to allow the people to show up as themselves. They're going to contribute, they're going to challenge the ideas without fear. They're going to be able to resolve problems, resolve challenges and conflicts faster, more creatively. And it's also going to help the company to retain talent. The people are going to be just wanting to join your team if they're going to know that they can speak up, they can be heard, they can be basically treated as a regular human being. Like, I cannot say any simpler. Now, getting the kind of the core understanding of psychological safety covered, let's think about what usually people think about psychological safety. And you could heard about the myth circling around that it's to being soft, to avoid conflict. And in reality, it's the opposite. Creating psychological safety means that the conflict can be honest and can be constructive, because conflict is any situation that the team member is not getting along. It can be even the solution. We can get different ideas how to resolve customer needs, and getting them together, talking about the solution, getting creative. They may come up, you know, when you're going to get two people getting two different solutions, they might come up with one, the third one, that's going to be much better than two individuals. That's, you know, I hope that breaks the myth if you heard about it in the past. Now, the other aspect of it, what can happen when there's going to be no psychological safety in your company, in your team, in your space? People will stay silent. I mentioned it talking about trust, right? There's going to be no trust. There's going to be no safety to speak up. So you're not going to hear any great ideas from people, and you're not going to hear the risk that they might notice, because they're not going to care. They're just not going to care, because they'd rather sit quiet and just bow their heads and do what they need to be pointed out by fingers and asking maybe sometimes uncomfortable questions. And what this can lead to, right? Of course, you're going to get hidden mistakes, and they're going to snowball, and at the very end, everything's going to break apart. Then we're going to discover like what went wrong, and maybe at some point someone's going to say like, yeah, I was thinking about it. You don't want to get this, because it's going to lead to people just being checked out. What you can do as a leader, and you can do a lot, you can lead by example. You can admit your own mistakes openly. You can show your team members that you are not afraid to admit that you did something wrong, you forgot about something. You show them that it's not a bad thing to own it, own your own mistakes. The next item, the next behavior that you should implement in yourself is to reward curiosity and asking questions. When someone wanted to explore solutions, they want to ask questions about solutions that need to be implemented, why we want to do it, what it's going to bring. It's great, right? It's not that they don't want to do it. They just want to better understand the vision of the solution that they're going to build. Reward that. Thank them. Make sure that you're going to recognize their effort to better understand the work that's being done. And make sure that we're going to
normalize the healthy debate in the teams. We don't want a huge heated argument between team members. We want to make sure that it's going to be on a like a human to human normal level. They're going to explore different ideas. They can accept that someone's opinion is different, someone might think different way, but they can express each other, right? Everyone can express their concerns, their ideas. Others should listen to them, and they don't have to agree on everything. We can just discuss and go ahead with the best solution, but they're going to be listening too. So they're going to understand like, all right, I had my idea. I can still think that my idea is better, but because we discuss all of the options and the whole team choose different solution, I'm going to go along with because I love this team and I know I am safe in this team. So I want to be part of it. An additional step that you can do as a leader is to make sure that you're going to watch your people. You're going to listen to the conversations. And when you have the opportunity, when people are on the camera, and when you're lucky enough to have everyone in the room, you observe them, what they're doing. You can observe the body language. You can hear the tone of voice. If you don't start recognize when they're annoyed, when they are angry, there are going to be small cues, and it's much more easier when they're in person. You're just going to see it on their face, or you know, they're going to start leaning different way. There are a lot of cues that I have some observations in the teams that I work with, and I just know like he doesn't like it. This is not the solution that she would go with. And it's great because you as a leader understand that they might not be on the same page that the person that's speaking at the time, but it's very important that they're not gonna kind of react in a very negative way when they're gonna say like, oh, stop, your idea is terrible, I don't want to listen to it. They need to be transparent with each other. They need to give everyone space to express their concerns and their ideas. Now, as always, I try to bring some real-world examples so you can explore maybe in different areas based on my examples. The first one going to be NASA, the challenge and disaster, when some of the engineers noticed the problem, but they felt unsafe to raise a concern, and it led to huge tragedy, right? So it can be as simple as maybe software not working or something like that to people actually dying. The other example going to be from Google and their high-performing teams that they don't like brilliant jerks. They don't want to get the brilliant jerks in the team. You don't want to get that one individual that everyone is looking for. You want to get the team members that talk with each other, treat each other with respect. And on the positive side is, usually, and this is what should happen in the world, and I believe it's happening, the medical teams that openly discuss the outcomes of errors during the procedures. They need to talk about it, what went wrong, because sometimes it leads to patient death and they don't want to repeat that mistake. So they need to sit down, like kind of discuss honestly what could be wrong at that point. So at the very end, as always, I want to give you some practical advices as a leader, what you can do. So you need to become an active listener to be able to observe and capture the team dynamics. You need to show them that you're listening. And to get to that, remember, ask more questions than you give the answers, because then you're just not listening. When your mouth is talking, your ears are shut. Thank people when they raise concerns, and especially if it's going to be uncomfortable one for you or for work that need to be done, thank them, because they're not doing it of being mean to you or anyone else. They're doing it because they have concerns and they want to make sure they're going to be discussed. Include a question, what did we miss at the end of conversations, to give the opportunity to people to catch up if they hesitate to speak out before. And let's build the rituals of openness, like agile retrospective, round tables on just check-ins with the people, how they're feeling, do they feel listened by the other team members when you have one-on-ones, do they have any concerns that they were afraid to talk about. Now, I hope that you like this episode. If you did, please follow me on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast, and hope you're going to listen to the next episode. Thank you very much.